to the nightly rental application? So you want to have a seat with that? Did you sign up?
No, I didn't. I'm Lisa Rick.
I live in this neighborhood, and I don't have a lot to add, all the same reasons that nobody wants a nightly rental in their neighborhood, except for that it's against our covenants. And I brought a copy of them if anybody wants to see it. And I don't know if you care about that, but but I brought those. That's the only thing I have to add.
Okay. Thank you. Bonnie, did you get her name? Okay. If you want to come back up.
Okay. The only thing I can say about the covenants is I was under the assumption they'd been vacated.
Is there any other night rentals out there close to me?
There is one farther down this way. It's currently listed on HomeAway's website. I don't know if they're permitted or not.
But I mean, there could be.
There's not any permitted.
They're not a permitted one.
Yeah.
The permitted ones that we did, you guys did the last. No, you haven't done those yet. He's going to come through. It's over on Acacia Club, those log cabins. Gary's still talking about bringing those through.
We did one Johnny Morse's place.
That was going up the hill.
It's enclosed with a concrete fence.
Yeah, it's on down the road.
Yeah. And I don't think it ever flooded, actually.
Yeah, it did.
Did it?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, it flooded it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you got up there?
That's the Whiteman house. Yeah, it was flooded, but it's a log home. Yes.
Any other specific questions for the applicant? Hearing none, George?
Can I ask the lady where the location of her home is relative to this one?
You up on like second or third tier up above?
We're up on Diamond Hill Court, so we look down on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Well, I'm a little bit concerned about the covenants because we've, like, on Dale Street and everything on Table Rock, we have denied some of that out there because of covenants and parking issues. And on top of that, we've got a flood issue here.
The parking issue bothers me.
Yeah. But, I mean, you got to take all that into consideration. And this house is going to flood again.
Well, that's not our concern.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a monetary thing, but we don't want to. I mean, some of those houses were bought by FEMA on up the road, which this one will probably never be. I sure would hate the liability to agree to this and then flooding it, come back on us and saying, well, the board agreed to nightly rental and knew it was going to flood.
I don't have a crystal ball.
Well, it's going to flood again.
Well, I have no doubt. It's not if, it's when.
Based on all that, anyone want to make a motion or have further discussion to get comfortable to make a motion?
Rick and I talked about the flooding. One difference on this that is a little different is the flash flood versus an announced release flood. There are some different stipulations to look at. If I permit a home in a floodway, or this is actually in the floodway, which is a current, which means that if he builds in there, he's got to have no rise, and a whole bunch of stipulations versus the fringe. But instead of being in a flash flood, say Long Beaver Creek or something, where you, middle of the night, you don't know, this one is a released, and they kind of specify those in the book.
Yeah, but while a stranger's wondering what the siren's about.
There you go. I mean, the representative would have to, and they have gone down there in the past, gone door to door.
Okay. Any consideration for a motion?
I make a motion to deny the application.
We have a motion to deny.
I'll second.
We got a motion and a second. Any further specific discussion? So what's being voted on is would be asking for those in favor to deny the application. So for all those in favor of the motion to deny, vote by raising your hand. And opposed to the motion? Did you get the count?
Send in favor.
Yes. So the motion is denied, but you do have the right to go to a board of adjustments, and Scott can...
Yeah, and then does the board want to give him the reasons? I mean, they were stated somewhat, the flooding, parking.
I made the motion to deny based on parking and the flood zone.
Okay.
I did not make it based on covenants. I don't believe we're the enforcement body for that. And if we do make an approval and it's against their covenants, that's up to the subdivision to deal with that. But I don't like the parking.
Parking is my biggest concern.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Next, we have 18-19, proposed dock parking located at Lot 21, Happy Hollow Road.
Lakestyle LLC, represented by Eddie Wolf, is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit to allow 7 dock parking spaces to be located on part of Lot 21, Happy Hollow Road, Blue Eye. Per the assessor's office information, Lot 21 is 50 by 100 in size. The applicant plans to add 7 total parking spaces, 10 by 20 foot each. Access to the proposed parking lot will be an easement across Lot 22, owned by Lakestyle LLC. The parking area will take the east 60 feet of Lot 21, with the west 40 feet being left for a future septic field area. The project received a total score of 3 on the policy checklist. Staff recommendations: if Taney County Planning Commission would approve Division 3 Permit 1819, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission: compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the decision of record shall be filed with Taney County Recorder's Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. You can kind of see the little red lines of Lot 21. This is the lot in question. No new access. They're just going to access through this access on 22.
Yeah, there's an existing entrance into the existing boat dock parking.
I think everybody knows where we are.
There's no going to be new entrances on the road, county road. You'll just stay on that existing entrance and go right into the next lot. And the Corps is located. It's just a matter coming here to approval, because they do field inspections to say yes, they'll permit one or they won't permit one.
Anything else additional, Eddie, that you want to add to that?
No, that's about it. You know, it's just got red zoning there, and it's an area they'll permit a dock, and boat docks are very lucrative on Table Rock, and he's just taking advantage of the situation like anybody else would. It's that way over the whole lake.
Any other questions? Is there anyone here in favor? Speak on behalf of the applicant. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, is there any other questions? If not, do we want to entertain a motion?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor by raising your hand, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you, gentlemen.
We're good.
It's all right with you. I'm going to stay here for the next one.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might as well stand up. You're the up again.
It's case number 1820. MAPS Enterprise LLC, also represented by Eddie Wolf, is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit for an indoor-outdoor RV boat storage to be located at 745 Reinhardt Road, Branson, Missouri. As per the assessor's office information, the property is 5.18 acres. The applicant plans to build three 50 by 160-foot buildings and one 50 by 144 building for an indoor RV and boat storage. Will also include an area in the center of the facility for outside parking for RVs and boats. A 6 foot tall chain link fence with three strands of barbed wire on top will be placed around the perimeter of the facility, 10 feet plus in from the property line to allow the native trees and shrubs to continue to grow for additional buffering. Access to the property is through an easement recorded at Book 447, page 4252 in the Taney County Recorder's Office. The parcel would be served by Public Water District 3, and it said the sewer, City of Branson Sewer, but it is not there because we've looked at that parcel for building homes and couldn't get it to fit
in. The county didn't come down there?
No.
The sinkhole in the back caused some...
Okay.
Some on-site issues.
They're just right there.
Oh, they're just, yeah, but it ends just far enough away.
Okay. Well, with that there, they'll just have an office, so we can probably use a septic tank on that. They'll just have to get the sewer district and see what it is.
Yeah, and the plans that were given were no kind of water usage.
Do what
else? He didn't talk about any kind of water usage, any kind of office.
Are they going to have a bathroom there?
There'll just be an office in there is all they'll have, and there'll just be a stool in there. There won't be any shower facilities or anything like that, because there'll be a person there during the day to rent units or look at things, upkeep the property, and then there'll be a card gate there, so if somebody comes in after hours, they'll have access to go in there. But what we tried to do was to set the buildings where it'd be the least amount of impact to see any of the interior boats or RVs on the inside. That way they'll shield them.
Here's a layout of the buildings that they gave. This is a highline easement that cuts through the property.
Are you going to be able to access the back of these buildings?
They're just going to access one side. All of the way the buildings are set, everybody would come in basically to the front, you know, the interior side of the buildings, that's where they go in and out at.
And here's just some pictures. This is by the entrance. The fence is up.
These guys here, if they're permitted to do it, they want to do a good job. They own Branson Pool and Spa. They're not a bunch of flybys. You know, they're wanting to do it right, make it a nice park. But they just bought this here because rentals like this are very good income and very good tax write-off.
Any other questions? Do we have anyone in favor of this application that wants to speak? Any opposed? None for or against? Any more questions for Eddie? Or does anyone want to entertain a motion?
I make a motion to accept.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? By a show of hands, all those in favor? Opposed? I'm going to actually abstain. I own the property across the street, so I'm not going to vote either way.
7-0 with one abstention.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Appreciate your patience.
Good evening.